My name is Uche Ali and I host a podcast called My Marriage Podcast. This is a podcast for men to help them to become a better, loving husband, and for women to find their voice so that they can enjoy and not endure their marriage. Remember, you can support this podcast with your donations. Please visit my Patreon page at patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. Thank you for donating and thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi and welcome to my marriage podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about privacy in marriage. There is no privacy in marriage. A lot of men come into marriage with a bachelor mindset. What I mean by this is they come into marriage still wanting to live the life of a single man. They don't want to be answerable to their wife. They don't want their wife to access their phone. They don't want their wife to access their email. They don't want their wife to access their social media activities. They don't want, you know, to carry their wife along in whatever they are doing. In fact, they don't want to sleep with only their wife. So they are coming into marriage with a bachelor mindset. So my message today is, in marriage, there is no privacy. In fact, there is no reason why your wife should ask you for your permission to touch your phone. There is no reason why your wife even have to ask you for your password. She should know your password. There is no reason your wife should not have access to your social media accounts. So once you are married, you need to drop that bachelor mindset and put on the marriage mindset. Because in marriage, there is nothing like privacy. You are naked before each other. You know everything about each other. There is nothing hidden. When Adam and Eve was in the garden, they were both naked. It was when they sinned against God that when God called them, they were trying to cover up themselves because they have sinned against God. So they knew they were naked and they wanted to cover up themselves. So the same thing applies in marriage. The moment you start hiding something from your wife, or you start hiding something from your husband, it means there is something wrong somewhere. There is a sin that you're committing that you're trying to cover up. You don't want your wife to know about it. And that is why you don't want your wife to have access to all this. But when you're naked before your wife, naked in the sense that you are not hiding anything from her, it means you have nothing. You have no skeleton in your cupboard. You have nothing to hide from her. You have nothing that you have done which you know is wrong that you need to hide from her. So in marriage, you need to be open to each other. There is nothing like privacy. If you want to have privacy, then you have no business being married. Privacy is not for someone who is married. There is nothing like privacy. Some people will say, oh, why do you have to go to your husband's phone? What are you looking for? You just want to give yourself heartache. I tell you, that is wrong. You have all right to go to your husband's phone as a woman. There is nothing wrong with it. If both of you are honest with each other, if both of you are open to each other, there is nothing wrong in both of you accessing your phones without asking for permission. The Bible says the man will leave his father and his mother and will stick to his wife, and they will become one flesh. So when you both are one flesh, you can't hide anything from yourselves because you're the same. The moment you start hiding something from your wife, or your wife starts hiding something from you, then there's something wrong with your relationship. There's something wrong with your marriage. So both of you are supposed to be open to each other. But a lot of men do not realize this. They come into marriage with a bachelor mindset. They still behave as if they are single. Why would you go on a dating, on an online dating platform? Why would you be on a dating app? What exactly are you looking for when you're married? Are you single? Are you supposed to be there? Why are you chatting up young girls on social media, having dirty chats with them? They are sending you their nude pictures. Why? And when you start doing this, you start hiding your phone. You're so concerned about your phone. You don't want your wife to touch your phone. If she touches your phone, you are so aggressive. Why do you have to touch my phone? The moment you have to question your wife regarding why she touched your phone, then there's something wrong that you're doing. And I tell you, it's a matter of time before your marriage is going to collapse. You must come into marriage with a marriage mindset. You are no longer single, so you cannot be acting like a single man. You should know that once you're married, you are answerable to your wife. You should respect your wife. Respect is reciprocal. You should know that your wife should be able to access your email. You should know that your wife should be able to access your social media accounts. You should know that your wife should know everything about you. That is how marriage works. It shows that truly both of you have become one flesh. But the moment you feel your wife still needs to take permission from you before touching your phone, the moment you feel your wife needs to take permission from you before knowing your phone password or your social media password, then there's a problem. That means you people are no longer one flesh. Instead of one flesh, you people are two. And such marriage cannot last. There can be no joy in such a marriage. There can be no happiness in such a marriage. If you're not ready to be married, remain single. But if you must be married, you must act like a married man. You must realize that there is nothing like privacy in marriage. And I tell you, when you realize that there is nothing like privacy in marriage, it's going to save you a lot of headache. When you know that your wife has access to your phone, it's going to safeguard you. That is one thing you don't know. Because you'll be cautious about the kind of things you do on your phone. You'll be cautious about the people you talk to. You'll be cautious about the kind of chats you have on your phone because you know your wife has access to this. So at the end of the day, it safeguards you. But when you're hiding, you don't want her to have access to this thing, you are just putting yourself in a very risky position where you can fall into temptations that can destroy your home. So you should realize that once you're married, there's nothing like privacy. Be open. Communicate. There's need for communication. Communicate regularly, talk about things that bothers you. Your wife should know everything about you. You should know everything about your wife. That is how marriage is supposed to be. But when you are feeling, oh, your wife has to take permission before she touches your phone, oh, your wife should not know what you're doing online, you are still going on dating apps, looking for a lady, looking for a woman, for what reason? When you have a wife at home, you are still flirting with women. For what reason? When you have a wife at home, she touches your phone, you flare up, you scream, you shout at her, why do you have to touch my phone? Why do you have to go to my phone? And you are married to her? If you must experience peace in your marriage, if you want to have a lasting marriage, you want to have a healthy relationship with your wife, you want love to exist in your home, not that you are just married, but there's no love in your marriage. If you want to be a happy man, then you must realize that there's nothing like privacy in marriage. There's nothing like privacy between you and your wife. It is only when you commit sin, it is only when you are doing the wrong thing, it is only when you're doing the things a married man should not be caught doing, that is when you need privacy. It is only when you're doing horrible things that you start to put passwords on your phone that your wife does not know those passwords. If at all you must put password on your phone, your wife should know the password. She shouldn't even ask you. The moment you're putting it, you're telling her, she should not even come and ask you. That shows that you truly love her. That shows you truly value the marriage. That shows you truly value the relationship. So the moment you do that, you show that you really love your wife. So there is nothing like privacy in marriage. There's nothing like privacy in marriage. If you want to be married, there's no privacy. If you know you want privacy, you have no business being married. You should be a single man that will not be answerable to anyone, that will not need to tell anybody your password. You don't need anybody to monitor what you're doing on social media. You don't need anybody to monitor what you're doing on messaging apps. All you need to do is just to get a house help. You don't need a wife. But if you must have a wife, you should realize that there is no privacy in marriage. There's no privacy between you and your wife. You should be naked before each other in all things that you do. There should be no secrets between both of you. That is the only way you can have a successful marriage. Thank you for listening to my marriage podcast. Help me to continue to share this message of hope with those all over the world by visiting patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast to give a gift today. Thanks so much for listening to today's message. I hope you subscribe so you can receive the latest podcast to keep you inspired all through the week. I'm praying for you. I know God's best is still ahead. I will see you next time.